Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 14, 1921. There is no possibility of a water shortage here during the exceedingly hot period, Commissioner John S. Russell, head of the Water Department, said this morning, apropos of numerous queries received at the City Hall. The commissioner is of the opinion that there can be no water shortage during the entire summer, regardless of the consumption. River water will be used, a third of the entire consumption, until the new well at North State and Mountain Streets can be attached to the water mains. Delay in shipment of a motor preventing the use of the new well has caused some concern at the City Hall. Books of C.V. McClure, Elgin Township Assessor, turned over to the Kane County Board of Review yesterday, show that the full value of all assessable property decreased $479,052 during the year. The great drop in personal property valuation is due mainly to the closing out of the Van Sicklin Speedometer Corporation, which had an assessed value of $388,400. Another reason for the drop is due to the extensive buying of non-assessable stocks. The decrease in the valuation of merchandise in Elgin stores also added to the total drop. Assessor McClure's report shows a number of interesting things. For instance, in 1921, there are 1,980 automobiles, trucks, and motorcycles in Elgin. Last year, there were 1,620. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.